good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Monday, August the 28th, 2007. Oh, see, I didn't even have your mic on. Oh, my goodness.
Did they hear you over there?
Oh, my. So did the people next door in the next time zone. It is Monday, August the 28th. It is the last Monday in August. Can you believe it? Terry Tackett is in studio. Now, he's a regular. The other gentleman, not a regular, but new to the WWGH family for 2 weeks here with the super terrific Whiz Bang Gallagher Show, which will air tonight. Premiere episode 8:10 to 10 right here on WWGH Radio and running for 2 solid weeks. Of fun, Monday through Friday, hosted by legendary, legendary Sledge-O-Matic, ran for governor, Showtime
specials. I am an authority
specials.
On everything. I'm probably the mayor of the world. If the world could have a mayor, I'll be the mayor of the world. Because my ideas are worldwide. Hey, you know, this is my son's birthday, 8/28/88 he was born, so he must be
birthday.
29 today.
Did you call him?
No, you don't need to do that these days. He just sent me something on Facebook that said, you know, everybody else is wishing me a happy birthday. Maybe you should. And then I posted him playing the sitar and playing a $4,000 gong that...
He's a musician.
Yeah. I thought he was just going to whack it one time with a hammer and he'd be a lot like me. But instead, he does some fantastical things with pulling something across it that rubs and sticks. And the gong actually is really freaky. Takes me back to the 60s and LSD trips and things like that.
Oh, wow.
But I posted that. And so anyway, I told everybody, don't get him a gong. I already did it.
Well, here I want to, because you got to be fair to the audience. That's what radio, you got to be honest. Gallagher just came in and we were talking about a song. We're going to continue that conversation tonight. So that's a to be continued because we're going to decide, I think, as the week goes on, should we play this song or not? I think it's a stone cold hit.
It's
not language. Language is not the problem with this song. You could play it on radio. The problem is the content. And we're going to have that discussion tonight. We're not going to have it now. Maybe we'll take a vote.
What's it about? General topic.
General
so they
topic.
Know.
Well, what I thought it was about, apparently.
No, I mean,
not.
What's the topic of our conversation that's going to be? It's religion, right? You feel
religion.
Overall, as a religious angle, and we'll have a religious talk here tonight.
And then I'll get calls, and I'll be a religious basher or something, and I don't.
But you know that God invented laughter. But when did you laugh? Not when it's appropriate. You laugh when an old lady falls down at church.
You do.
Or you're not supposed to laugh.
You do.
The funnier it is. Now that don't seem like your friend did that for you. That seems more. That's devilish.
Well, here's
it's devilish, but maybe it's just another trick.
I
you know.
Believe that God
has a sense of humor. How if he created everything, he created a sense of humor. We're the only laughing animal. Come on.
Exactly. So, and I believe people, Christians, Catholics, Jewish religion, whatever, they have a sense of humor too. It's just, you know, you'll get that person who will call up and tell you you're sacrilegious and all these things.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Do they think heaven is going to be no fun? I ain't had no fun in heaven. I'll see you in hell. Here I come.
Well, you know what I don't understand is if I play your
song, who'd want to be there?
Why isn't an endorsement? Because that's what those you played it. It'll come to me. You won't get the backlash.
Everybody must think you're in some organization to start legislation. And
clandestine.
I know it. In the arts. Because too many artists, I guess, have had a political view, and so they think you're always up to something. It's really hard. You know, a joke flicks a towel on the rear end of the whoever it's against. And people don't... If I wanted to make fun of Democrats and Republicans, I couldn't do it because as soon as I tell the first joke, the other one's going to clam up and hate me, even though I was even-handed. And you know they're both stupid enough to write jokes about. But
well,
anyway, it's very difficult. I don't know. I guess I went through a Christian period. I just thought it was high. I mean, funny. Oh, there, I gave away my
joke.
You
did. But we're going to have the discussion Should we play the song? Now, like I say again, the language is not the issue. The language, you could play it. It's the content, but we're going to save that for tonight. And if enough people say play it on Facebook...
We could break the song out of Marion, Ohio. Oh, who's ever done that?
Well, President Harding broke his campaign song here, so you'd be...
On my son's birthday.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
A little bit after an eclipse.
Yeah.
And another eclipse coming through... In an eclipse absolutely coming through here in
2024.
There you go.
Yep. See, I'm like one of those people, though, like last Monday when the eclipse came through, they said, don't look at the sun. Do you know how hard it is not to look at the sun?
Well, here's what they told you. Here's where it's visible. That's what they actually would say. It's visible here, don't look. It's visible here, don't look. It's just like Facebook. They say, here's a bunch of people you might be interested in. So I see one, and I send a friend request, and Facebook says, do you know this person? Well,
I sent a friend request.
Oh, God.
Well, we're going to have giveaways tonight. COSI tickets and Tecumseh tickets. So we're going to have giveaways. Guests will be along, I assume, at some point during the week. So we're going to have a good time. But tonight will just be Gallagher, I, and Terry, and the discussion of can we play this song.
Well, I also, you know, want to talk about the English language.
We won't have time.
Oh, okay.
No, we might.
Well,
no,
what
we
about
might.
Tuesday?
We
can
might.
We do that
we
Tuesday?
Might get it.
Yeah, we'll work that
can
out.
Can I tease it? I'll tease it on Monday.
Tease.
People
tease
always away. Come up to me and they say, Gallagher, we really like what you do on the English language. And so I have some more observations and material to explain it to them. Because, you know, our culture has to have some teachers, and we have to pass it on. Word of mouth used to be the only way that you'd know about your culture. And I'm a guy. I'm just a white guy from Lorraine. There you go. I'm an Irishman. Irishman. My son did his DNA, and of course, it's my DNA. And then he's telling me who I am. Oh my God! I held my breath. I'll tell you that.
Oh my!
I don't
goodness.
Know who all I've been, but he's.
You've been.
It was mostly Irish because I know that because my great grandfather. I found out about him. He come over and he had sex with a Kennedy in Pennsylvania. Then my
who hasn't?
Then my you're right. Then my grandmother, she met their son, whoever. He had a little guy named Gallagher, and he was an Adagio dancer. And my grandmother was from Czechoslovakia, and she's got a big bulbous, ugly nose from over there. And then my dad has a smaller one, and then I don't hardly have one to worry about at all. But I'd have been funnier looking. I tell you. And they hung around Pittsburgh. I think they were at Miners. I think all the Gallaghers, if you look in the phone books in the old days when I used to do that, the most Gallaghers in the whole of America, when I opened for Kenny Rogers and I did 100 shows, I get to look in 100 different cities, and Pittsburgh won. And so then I guess they just rolled downhill from Pittsburgh into Lorraine.
Here's what I want, because this will be your only appearance that I know of at this point on my program, so I want to ask you about something. You were here 5 years ago. You're kind of like an eclipse. That's when you came 5 years ago, 2012. And it was right after you had retired from show business. You came in. You announced your retirement on my show, by the way. If you search Gallagher retirement, my name pops up. In any event, you told me on the air back in 2012 that you thought you'd be dead by the end of the week, and if not, by the end of the year. 5 years later, going strong as ever, what happened? Not dead. 70... Can
we
say your age?
I must
Some people
have
are particular.
A long string of misses. I have a terrible batting average.
Have you seen a cardiologist?
I haven't been right about anything.
Have you seen a cardiologist?
I've seen some of the top ones.
What do they say?
They don't say anything about each other.
Do they say that your heart is ticking properly? Uh-huh. Because you never had open heart surgery like Letterman.
No, I've only had... Now, Letterman's got my family reunion idea supposedly over there at their office. We can make some phone calls later in the week and see if he... rich as he is, with nothing to do, doesn't want to strengthen America's families by giving these kids a place where they meet family members and don't join gangs for that togetherness feeling. And we'll find out, because I sent it to Rosie O'Donnell, and she hadn't gotten back to me, and I thought it was a wonderful project for her to show Trump that she could do something in the building and promoting area.
They should come together.
No, they're competitive. They always will be. But I thought I could use that. I'd say, come on, you can do something. He just makes boxes.
He does. That's what he does. Okay. I understand.
Upscale. Anybody can make money on rich people. Try to make money on people that don't got much.
He's a franchiser.
Okay.
That's my opinion. He's a franchiser. Yeah. But I'm glad to hear.
He likes to do that. He's done some things. But, when you sell your name, it don't cost anything. And it's all profit. Nothing's in the warehouse. It don't take any time to build. You don't pay people off.
Pure profit. Well, I'm excited that you didn't die, that you can come back and stay with us for 2 weeks. Yeah. And then we got something later on we'll discuss as the week goes on at Christmas as we hash that thing out. And it's fun.
We could be in the heart of America. The opinion of the people locally here have really spread out to the rest of the country. This could be the heart of America.
We are the heart of America. We are the battleground state. We are. We have four seasons. What don't we have here in Ohio?
Until I came.
Until you came.
Right. No, it's perfect.
It's perfect now. We don't even need to touch anything.
No.
Super Whiz Bang Gallagher, super terrific. I left out a word there. Whiz Bang Gallagher show tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. and for 2 weeks. Now, when do you still like to work? Do you ever see a day when you want to retire? You told me you retired, but that's you're like who Streisand.
I hung around my kids, and they don't really want me there. And so I realized that if I was busy, I'd have a reason for why I'm not there watching my daughter raise her children and sticking my nose in my son's love life. And, you know.
Oh, you did that.
Well, I have the possibility. I can still do it over the phone, you know. You can still. But. He's not married, you know, and so
God bless him.
That's where he's at in his life, and I'll certainly have something to say. And we should discuss it, I think, one of the days that we're here, whether or not, because there's two strategies in life. I don't know if you know this, that you can either be active or passive. You can either look for the person that you want to love, that you love, and tell them and hope that you get it back, or wait till somebody says, I love you, and go ahead and take that one, because at least you're sure that the love's coming this way, and especially with women and a man. If I was to tell my son some advice, I might say, look, the woman's going to be in charge of this whole thing all the time anyway. Might as well just wait till one comes up. In fact, after one comes up, some other ones will want you, because they only want what another woman wants. That'll happen a lot in schools where their kids can see what's going on romantically. But he's had some experience, but still I might tell him, you know, because when you try to push yourself on somebody else later on, even if you get married, that might be, I didn't want you to begin with, you know, I should have gone by my first impression, and you talked me in, you know, how well, they say?
There is a time period for marriage.
Well, I don't know about that. There's been some people having kids pretty old here lately. Isn't Oprah pregnant? Is she really pregnant?
No. Where'd you hear that?
Well, on the internet. Am I on there too much?
Looking at the wrong side. Oprah's pregnant. No.
She's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's like in her
60s. Somebody else is having a kid really late. I think I met him. It's probably in my personal life that I met this person. I said, why? You're too old to him.
When you were growing up, who did you watch? Who did you
watch?
Well,
it's real funny when you're a comedian that when you go into comedy and you think to yourself, well, what was I like when I wasn't a comedian? But then you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. This being a comedian explains what appeared to be trouble and failure in my previous years. You know, like being in school and you're really a nightclub comic and you want to make everybody laugh and you don't want to just sit there. And they think you're an interruption when I'm actually at work there practicing for my later. And I've got an audience there. I'm sorry. Teacher, but one time a teacher said to me, you have, of course, after school, I had to stay after school, and then she told me, you have a terrible power to disrupt my class. and I didn't hear anything, but you have a terrible power. I like that part. And so I thought, I do? You're right. And so I was really a comedian. But, you know, we only had a few, like Flip Wilson. He had some really good routines, and we all loved him. But when you get a weekly show, you just can't knock it out of the park every week. And I remember that he would let me down, and I'd be sitting there ready. Sometimes I'd keep my dessert from dinner and put it in the refrigerator to eat it during Flip Wilson. And that'd be a total thing, chocolate pudding, laughing at Flip and everything. But I do remember that he did let me down from time. He got real lazy, and he didn't do nothing the rest of his career. He's still alive. You know, he's out there in Malibu, goes to cocktail parties.
No, he's dead.
Who, Flip Wilson?
Flip Wilson's been dead many years.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you haven't seen him at those cocktail parties.
Well, I never went to them cocktail parties. I heard about it from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang guy. The dance to Dick Van Dyke.
You're friends with Dick Van Dyke.
No, but he talks about it on TV. He says, I see Flip Wilson all the time. He doesn't want to do nothing. Remember, Dick Van Dyke did that other show later on where he's some kind of a doctor or something.
Oh, yeah, that was one of your favorites. Yeah.
What?
I think it was one of his favorites, yeah. That show.
Oh, it was your favorite show. Yeah. I think he's just looking for some money and staying
Diagnosis
busy
murder.
Late.
Yes.
In life.
Flip Wilson died in 1998. He's been dead 20 years.
Well, you know
he
what?
He had his last drink at a cocktail.
I don't know even why I'm a celebrity. I must not get nothing right.
That'll kill your career right there, death. That'll put an end to it real quick.
He must have got a bad cocktail at one of the parties.
Well, isn't that young to die? I don't know. How old was he?
He was born in 33. So 33 to 98. 65?
I got him
55. 55.
No. Maybe he was smart.
65?
Yeah.
Maybe he was smart. You're going to get phone calls now, but people know how to subtract.
Yeah, I know. No, well, you didn't jump on that one.
No.
How old was your hero, Flip Wilson, when he died 20 years ago?
Well, you're a young person with good eyes. I can't hardly see. You know, I'm going to the Ohio Eye Clinic thing at Wexler Medical tomorrow to have my eye fixed.
He had liver cancer, and he died in Malibu at 64.
Liver. Oh, he's over at the house drinking.
Oh, see, you don't say that about the dearly departed. Now we've got to do one of those things like, may God rest his soul. Yeah.
No, you have to say, may God have some liquor in heaven.
Oh, man.
What?
Flip Wilson was not a drinker.
His liver.
But it could have been something else.
Yeah.
Liver. Could have been something else.
It wasn't cirrhosis of the liver. It was liver cancer.
The poor little liver has to fight back any way it can.
No, cirrhosis would be if you were tipping the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what would you just? How You've important is alcohol Wilson. In Ohio? Let's just find out right now.
Well,
how,
I think it's important.
Dude, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I'd say important? A 7.
A 7.
7.
A 7.
Social,
what about tattoos?
A social seven.
Having a tattoo.
Oh, tattoo, I don't buy the tattoo thing.
Well, then you'd say 5. It's not as important as getting a 6-pack.
No, more people drink than...
Than have a tattoo?
I would say.
I don't know.
I don't have any tattoos, and I've had a drink.
I don't know.
Right there, I've tipped the scales in the opposite direction.
All right.
No, but you know what? What is with tattoos? Why do people...
I don't know.
You know what these people are going to look like when they're...
Old and wrinkled.
Oh, my
goodness. You have to
goodness.
Think of every one of these pictures all wrinkled up.
They're going to look like a unmade bed.
But isn't life just about when you're younger and then later on you just sit around regretting everything and telling stories about it?
I don't. Is that,
maybe
is
they're going wild. Maybe they just... Maybe there's a need in everybody to be different and a celebrity, and that special picture on their body makes them feel so different.
Yesterday, somebody on Facebook had gotten a tattoo of a heart, I believe it was, on their wrist because they married or dated or lived, whatever, had some kids, and now they want to figure out what to cover that up with because the relationship has went sour.
Oh, they could make it a watch. I don't even know why people would have a watch, but a tattoo of a watch might be funny.
Because you want to know the time.
But you have a phone, and there's no need for watches ever,
no, see, but
ever
I don't
again.
Have a phone near me.
No.
I need to.
Oh, you don't?
No, I need to
well,
have
Well, that's your problem. You need to
I'd
have
rather have
phone.
The watch.
Huh? Huh?
I'd rather have the watch.
But it's a smartphone. Is it a smartwatch? No.
Oh, this watch is very smart.
No, it's not. It's smart. You can't ask it nothing. The phone is total, and you're in touch with the entire world and all the facts. What a wonderful thing for girls at a bar, because these guys can't come up with some story about being a big deal, and you go, what's your name again? And you can just Google them, and you said, you got a GPS on your leg.
So what are you doing at the bar if you got a GPS on your leg?
See, what, you can't do anything. See, I'm against that. I don't think that employers or people should be looking at people's they can look at mine. There's nothing there. But I don't know why people want to look at that stuff.
Because people don't exist at one level of behavior, and there's them that need to be looked after, and then there's other folks. And you're just using the word people. And that doesn't include what's out there and possible. I met some people last night that met at rehab. They fell in love at rehab. Now, what does this mean? This means that all the time they was getting drunk or coked out, it was on their way to love. That with fate had that idea for them. You know, that's a terrible thing to think, well, I've got that done. Now we finally met here. We're the perfect person for each other. Would you find your, where'd you find your?
I've never been in rehab.
No, but what you might want to find the person there, and then you'd have to be a drunk to get there.
Love can be a rocky road.
Right, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, well, you might replace the drug, you see.
Oh, but it's a new dependency.
Did
though,
I ask
it?
About drugs in Ohio and the rating?
I think
no,
that's
we
I
only did alcohol.
Tattoos and alcohol.
Tattoos and alcohol.
All
yeah.
that we did.
Now, drugs, I wouldn't imagine were very high.
Yeah. Oh,
now, people would tell you, oh, well,
you're
I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be positive. I'm going to look at my watch. In any event,
you better wind your watch.
Well, we've got about 20 minutes left here with Gallagher, but tonight you'll have 2 hours full speed ahead
of nothing but
yes.
Gallagher
and lots of conversation.
Are you going to play any of my songs?
Well, yes, there's some of them that we can play. The kitty.
I was going to say the cat song.
The cat blues. Couldn't think of the word blues first. You can play that one, and we can play the hat one. I don't think there's anything.
Touch my hat.
I think that's fine.
I got one. I wrote this song about how cowboys don't want to take her hat off. But, you know, some of them have ugly heads, and they have Hank Williams Jr., I believe, has warts with the hair coming out of it.
Does he?
And it's just ugly up there.
But didn't he get his face? Something happened to his face, and that's why he's
I don't know anything
skittish
about that. I did a commercial with him one time, but he had his hat on the whole time there, too.
Is he a nice man?
Well, I'm really not looking for that, you know. Nice guys aren't going to be the hero that you want singing country music.
Can you be a nice guy in Hollywood?
Well, I don't know. You know, I believe that everybody's an actor, and they can either act nice or act terrible. And so it's what they choose to do. I don't know that a person really is nice at their base of in the middle of their soul or heart or wherever. I think they only choose not to be a problem or to be commiserate and have empathy and sympathy for someone else and decide not to add to their problems and actually to try to help them. But because I'm a comedian, you can't be this nice guy and get laughs and control the crowd. I maybe like Bob Newhart, he kind of had that attitude that of being like if you were a heckler and you're going to yell at Bob Newhart during his telephone routine or something. Even Bill Cosby, he sat down during his shows. It's real easy for a heckler to stand up and have a position over a comedian that's going to sit down.
But like Bill Cosby and Bob Newhart could not yell at a heckler.
No.
They would be in trouble.
Right. So rowdy people show up to see a guy that's going to smack food. I just want to tell you the bottom line. And hockey is my area. If they got a hockey team, they'll take a Gallagher show, is what I found out, more than ballet. I don't believe it.
Now, Well, that's interesting to know.
I worked a Meyerhoff in Baltimore, and they had a ballet floor, and I could jump up and down, and it didn't hurt so bad when you fell back on the floor.
Did your pirouettes and all that stuff?
Oh, I got all the moves. You know, my dad owned a skating rink, and I was a champion roller skater because I had it at my...
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speed as well as artistic. When I was 16, I believe, I was the fastest guy roller skating in the South. And there's a lot of kids 16 years old that want to skate just real fast. But my legs were in great shape from doing my freestyle and my dad owning the rink. And I beat him. In Nashville, in the Hippodrome, that was the name of the rink where they had the regional meet. Not just state champion. Now, this is regional. And then many times I went to nationals in Nebraska in dance and freestyle. That's why I'm such a good comedian. It's real easy compared to skating. And I'd learned how to prepare for a routine, practice it, and want to perform it for everybody and have the confidence. That's where I come. People are nervous because they know they didn't prepare. That's why they're nervous, not because they're getting in front of everybody, but because everybody's going to know they didn't prepare. But I'm prepared. I'm telling you about the show tonight.
Are you prepared?
I wanted to discuss it with you.
Well, we're going to discuss.
I'm going to expose the English language for what it is.
Somebody the other night said that was very George Carlin-esque.
Well, I think that's good that I should have been George's writer, tell you the truth.
Okay.
When I sent Sledgematic to him, he should have said, "This is great, I'd like to hire you." But instead he said he writes all his own material. But I'm going to carry on for George.
That's a good thing.
He was different.
You know George passed away.
Yeah, that's why I said I was carrying on.
Flip Wilson, though. We don't know about Flip Wilson. Yeah.
I told you I was upset about when the two comedians died, because it's usually three happen, and then that one other comedian died, and I thought, phew, well, that's over.
You made it.
Right, with Jay Thomas. He was the third one, and then who else started it? I don't know.
Dick Gregory.
He was number two. I thought there was one
Jerry
before.
Lewis.
Jerry Lewis started the whole thing.
Now, Jerry Lewis seemed like a rough guy.
Yeah. You know,
apparently, he had this persona that he was all nicey-nice, but kind of a mean man.
My only experience with Jerry Lewis was when he was having his telethon in Las Vegas, and I was at the Sands because I rented the Sands ballroom. And I'm doing my business. That's my business over there. And he's at Caesar's Palace, and he finally calls me because I'm not interested in going over there and being a part of it. It's a thing they do. I didn't want to be there at all. And he says, "Are you going to help me?" That's what he said. "Are you going to help me?"
He asked you to help
me.
Okay.
He called me, and that's what he said. "Are you going to help me?" Now, of course, you're going to say, "Yeah."
He didn't do that stretch voice or anything?
No.
"Are you
going to
help me?"
So they kept saving me and saving me and saving me to be the last guy. Remember, they'd have Sammy Davis Jr. singing at the end all the time, and he was unavailable or dead, probably. Mr. Death.
Dead.
You can go
dead.
Over
I think
there,
he's dead.
Do you do announcements at death? What's that called?
No, I don't do the obituaries.
But you do it here on this station?
They were on right before.
Oh.
We came on.
Well, we're doing an unobituary on Gallagher. We'd like to announce today that Gallagher's refused to die, even though his opinion is he should have.
Exactly. So, Jerry Lewis, they held you.
Yeah. They held me. They held me.
He liked this
mime comic that did this strange routine. I'll think of it in a little while. But he just loved this guy, and he let him go real long right before me, and there wasn't time for me. And I didn't want to just walk out the door and say I ain't doing it at all. And so I had like a minute and a half. You can't do nothing in a minute and a half. But he loved this mime. I think that's why the French liked him, because they're mimey. Didn't they invent that whole thing? They don't talk good. I'm a talker. If you haven't had any mimes on this.
Oh, many times.
I forget. I probably went out there and did a bad job for a minute and a half.
Radio's
but I hated it. I hated standing. You don't want to stand around chipping away at what you're about to do. "Oh, I'm going to do 5 minutes. Oh, I'm going to do 4 minutes. Oh, I'm going to do 3 minutes. I'm going to do a minute and a half. Get that other guy off of there, you know? so he abused me.
So did you get it?
That is abuse if you know show business.
But it probably wasn't Jerry. It was probably producers. Well,
no, they just wanted to have me there in case and use me.
Jerry set you up.
Well, they would have never had that mime. We don't even know his name or
Marceau,
why.
Marceau.
No, it wasn't. It was his favorite guy, and he did this strange comedy routine. I can't remember it now, but maybe it had some props to it, but Jerry just loved it.
Didn't you get a rundown or anything that day?
No, these things are flying by the seat of their pants. See, that's the kind of thing we say, but seat of your pants. I don't think Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, any non-speakers English are going to ever know what what do you mean by the seat of your pants? And we're going to discuss that here tonight. I have a list of every figure of speech in the English language that I've collected over my lifetime.
Do you say...
It's right here on this iPad. Tell everybody I got an iPad.
You got an iPad right in front of me. It's a purple iPad,
and
then by the way.
Well, you just had to do that.
No, it's purple.
You did. There's nothing wrong with
I'm
that,
not
right?
I'm not colorblind.
If homosexuality is just fine, there's nothing wrong with me having a gay side.
No.
So you didn't say it's purple, that there's anything
Will and
wrong
Grace,
with it.
Will and Grace is coming back on this
there
season.
There you go.
You could guest star on Will and Grace.
Here's the
Will
problem
father.
Of America's spoon forks. Things that are half of this and half of that, and everybody always knew that neighbor was gay, and he wasn't going to announce it. And somehow, but the one guy in with Will, he was
openly gay.
And so everybody liked that. That's kind of a marriage and kind of not and kind of two girls, but maybe not. And
it's a
everything.
Spork.
It is. Mm. It's a shade of gray that makes us all need a drink.
No, gay is not a... Why did you... I was just saying purple because it is purple.
Well, why do you think... No, you didn't. It was a dig. Admit it.
It's not
it
a, dig.
A dig.
Harry has a pink microphone. There's
I
no dig.
I just noticed that. That is so phallic.
Thank you.
And what color are your headphones? Oh, there's no color.
They're gray.
They're gray. Now, I think it's the light from...
Now, wait a second. The guy who's looking at the headphones just asked the guy wearing the headphones what color they
but
were.
But I do see a blue coming off of them. I did think they were purple.
That's called code blue.
Code
blue in the hospital.
Let the record show there are red and blue lights behind. And circus. Christmas lights.
And a purple iPad.
Christmas lights.
No. Those
they
aren't Christmas lights.
There's
Christmas lights.
No, and
Christmas
a Cleveland lights. Indian banner.
There is a Cleveland Indian banner. Do you think, as an Ohioan, do you think the Cleveland Indians should change their name?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be Mr. Let's fight it to the death and...
Haven't you already done it to the death?
No, I'm not dead.
Well, how do you do? I kind of like the idea of how Indians would go in a circle for a baseball team because it seems like you're scoring a lot and go running around the bases if they're, on their horses going first, second, third, and fourth. But... No, it does seem like, we're looking for a mascot that's wild and is going to viciously beat up the other team, and you can't just...
Well, why can't they just say the Cleveland Native Americans?
Because that's boring and stupid.
Well, then it would fit right in with the team that didn't win the World Series. The Cubs won the World
Series.
I'll
come up with a new name for the baseball team this week
while
I'm here. Because I'm authority on logos and images for corporations that communicate.
I have no doubt.
I know. I am. I'm expert at it. They always get it wrong. I attend many conventions and criticize all of their booths and their cards and their logos. They're terrible. They're men. They're unimaginative.
Unimaginative.
I don't know why more women don't run businesses because they already run the business. Why aren't they in the corner office?
See, so you believe that there is misogyny in the world.
There's proof of it. They burned their bras when I was in college, and now I'm fixing to die, and they still haven't taken over the world.
See, here we go again. You'll be back at 76 and not dead yet.
People need to know why you have a guest that's different than Gallagher one of the nights.
Yeah, but you can't keep saying that I'm going to die. Eventually, you're going to die, but it
and
just...
And then I'll finally be right!
Nobody will be able to tell you.
A thing. The reason that I know that there is no afterlife is because father ruined my life every day. And when he died, I'm sure he would have haunted me if it was possible.
He let you go to the roller rink. How bad could he be?
You skated.
You have a happy memory of your father.
No, terrible things can happen at a roller skating rink with the owner's son.
Now, hold on a second. There is this thing that, you know, years
ago. Okay, let's say the owner's son is involved in a competitive race, and people have showed up from all around the state for this competitive race. But he gets a funny in his body, and he just decides to violate the rules of the race and cut inside the pylons and knock some of the other skaters out.
Roller derby.
Roller derby. Cheating and everybody laughing and having a great time. And my father, who felt that he was putting on a formal rules. See, I'm being a comedian. I didn't know it, and I got into trouble. He threw my skates across the rink and told everybody that anybody wanted to buy some, and I had to embarrassingly walk out of the rink. I went, and I can't believe you drug that story out of me.
Well, that was a that's my journalistic
integrity. I'm just saying, but it does have significance since I know that if he was if he could haunt me, he would just continue to fart around with my life. I had to sue him.
Oh no, you had to sue your father.
I know it was my brother, but my father was behind it. I know my brother never would have had the guts to sue me, but my father wanted to, you know.
Why did your father want to take you?
Egotism, jealousy. It's all about jealousy.
Well, when you first became
jealousy famous, goeth before pride.
One day I'll finish a question before he starts to answer.
There's no dead air on this radio station.
No dead air at all. Did your father?
Yeah.
Was he? Did he like you when you first became famous? Before
I can't tell. No, he was always competitive. Cause see, I was smart my whole life. You know, I knew about subatomic particles in the fourth grade. I was 9 years old, and the teacher actually let me tell the class about atoms, and I want to discuss that later on. I want the women to know what danger they're putting their breast in when they take these different. Do you know the difference between a CT scan and a gamma ray, X-ray? No. Most people don't know the difference between a photon and an electron. And this is important because F equals MA, and if it has mass, it can break your DNA, and this is what causes cancer, you see. So we're going to discuss this with authorities in the area. You see, I was at Comdex. This is in Vegas where they have all the electronics companies. I'm standing in the Sharp Electronics booth and big area, you know, and I'm talking to all the younger vice presidents. Here comes the old guy that runs the place, see, and he's got his phone on his belt. And in front of all of his vice presidents, I ask him, do you know what's carrying the signal to your phone? And he says, I said, a photon or an electron. And he said, well, I'll guess. And I said, stop, I win, you're guessing. So what I'm saying is the CEO of Sharp Electronics picks electron, which is wrong. You're not getting hit by lightning.
Photon.
It's a photon at a different frequency. And radio, we're actually broadcasting photons at a certain frequency.
So what does
you act bored. But people don't know this, and they put their breasts down.
What do you mean I act bored?
I saw his face, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm thinking to myself.
And he seemed bored with topic. This is very important. Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to have a boy band or a basketball team made of 5 subatomic particles so the kids could watch cartoons and learn the difference between a neutrino, an electron, a photon, an up and a down quark. And those are the 5.
But my question is when you put that phone next to your head, is that going to do some damage?
It does damage, not because of the phone signal coming through your head, which it does whether or not you have your phone up there or not. There's phone calls going through your head all the time. It's the electromagnetic field made by the powerful battery in the phone that makes the atoms in your body align like little tops with a north at the top and a south at the bottom. And so that can confuse and break up DNA because cancer is alive. It's just confused. That's why you'll end up with a tooth in your stomach and they'll open you up and find hair in there and things because it's doing the job of life but in the wrong place. It got the blueprints wrong. Okay. It's mixed up DNA. See?
So your father was competitive. How about your mother?
Really? I'd thought about that because that's the other half of me. My mom was chatty. She was the receptionist at the hospital in Davis Island in Tampa. And you can look now and that hospital's still there.
Is she still with us?
Just barely.
Oh, your mother's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Have you spoken with mom?
Well, I don't want to talk about that in front of everybody.
Oh, I didn't know that was a touchy thing.
Well,
I didn't realize.
Do you think everybody wants to know
that? Well, if you ask me if I've spoken with my mother, I can
answer
that.
I haven't asked you if you spoke with your mother.
I would tell you. You know that iPad is purple.
It is.
Okay.
That's what I think is my mother.
How old
that's
is your
my mother?
Mother
and the other
How old is
before.
Your mother?
Well, she was 20 when I 21 when I was born.
Oh my God, she's 92.
Yeah.
God bless the woman.
Well, my grand her mother was old.
That's why you're living
died.
You have a longevity tree in your family.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you want to see mom? 92? She's still with it?
Well, people that are 92 can't be too with it.
I
tried to jump up and down in front of a bridge to take a picture the
you said
other
she was
day.
Was chatty.
And about hurting my knee. I think all you should say to an old person is not how do you feel, it's how are your knees. Because if your knees feel good that day, you're in a better...
I'm glad you brought this up. This will get us off all the other subjects. A doctor came on this program 2 weeks ago who is in Marion, who now is dealing in stem cells for fixing knees and back problems.
Yeah, well, the party I was at last night said you can use WD-40.
Is that what you can do?
Or 3-in-1 oil, and you rub it around there like that. Because, you see, I quit taking my cholesterol-lowering medicine, and my legs and my knees and my joints feel good without that glucosamine chondroitin. And
but what about your heart?
Here's what it is. I believe I can live until I die. But if you have to walk there, I don't think I'm going to make it. Mm. In fact, I'm thinking of going to hell because I heard you could go there in a handbasket.
Well, okay. So we know now what your medications are. We know what you were doing.
None. I'm not taking nothing.
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 You're all natural.
Well, they only give you a few things. They think you should lower your cholesterol, but you know your body, every cell in your body makes cholesterol. It's the pail that all the water is in each cell is a cholesterol molecule.
Shouldn't somebody who's had several heart attacks be taking some kind of medication?
Well, it is nice to just give it a broad term like medication and then or say meds. But in particular, do you think I should slow down my heart? That's one of the things, a beta blocker. Do you think I need to thin out my blood and have the possibility of having leakage in my brain and having that's what can happen when you take those. Do you think I should take an aspirin and run the risk of in your stomach wall, you get those ulcers from aspirin, but it does work as a...
They
got
office.
A beta blocker, and then they do the cholesterol lowering. You know, half of the people that have a heart attack have a low cholesterol. It isn't a good indicator of heart attack.
What is a good indicator?
Homocysteine. A homocysteine above 10 is a better indicator, they found. But you can't make as much money on retired guys. It's all about
the money.
Although I guess half of the population is women and they are just as bad. But when I had my heart attack, or one of them, I went in, they had to have an exercise class, and I went, it was all guys, and they're semi-bald, and they're all like type A's, you know, they all ran their companies, and their wives are real concerned, or at least appeared that way.
The stress will do you in.
Really? No.
Is comedy stressful?
No.
No?
Here's what happens in your bloodstream. The cholesterol collects and gets a hard crust on it. Now, when you get stressed out and you're like that, you can break the crust. Then little pieces of cholesterol are released, and your body thinks it's an infection and sends white blood cells or macrophages. So you actually die from a clot made by a process to save your life.
I hope the listening audience has a dictionary next to them when they're listening to this show.
It is necessary. What do you want, a dumb?
No, I think it's dumb.
You have very smart people with complete vocabulary.
Well, I'm not saying
that. I'm going to explain the English language to everybody. I hope they all tune in.
Tonight.
Especially the kids. Get the kids in here. They don't know what they're doing.
Not a clue.
These kids have no vocabulary.
None.
They say that you great and fine. That's it. Good. How was your summer vacation? Good. That one thing. You're 3 months without any school. How was that?
What I've noticed a lot of times, too, is even in these text messages, instead of writing out the word you, it'll be you.
No, I don't mind doing that because we don't have a lot of time and we want to move on.
Say progress or progress?
Progress.
Wrong. Progress, because you're going forward, and the root word is pro, which means to go forward. The correct pronunciation is progress, not progress.
I know, but I say ain't also because it works real good. It rhymes with paint, and you can use it in songs and it's the best way to say it.
Asbestos or asbestos?
Well, as you know, in my song, I'm Only Getting High to Get Closer to You, Jesus, I do make up some words just to make them rhyme. So I love to have fun with language.
So that is just happiness.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
That's my business.
And is your for how long now? Established?
Well, I think my whole life. I think I was as I look back now and my dad was he wanted to be a hypnotist, but I think he was really a performer. He had books on hypnotism.
What was his business? He owned this roller rink and he wanted to be a hypnotist.
Before that, he was a machinist up in Ohio, and I got asthma and we moved down to Florida and he went in.
Look what the man did for you. He moved to a different state for you.
I do appreciate that part.
Well, why would he haunt you? I don't even know what his poor wife, chatty hospital receptionist.
Because he liked it. You know, people that will poke you.
Was your mom happy for you when you got success? That's the question we asked.
No.
She was probably talking to all the nurses.
No, they all get nitpicky and they want to know why they don't get as much as everybody else. And they want this, that, and the other.
Well, she's probably got a good pension. Did they sell the roller?
You're digging this hole. You never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Well, I don't want it. I'm just I did not
realize.
Maybe
you have to. You speak for the whole Ohio area.
I didn't realize your mother was still alive. That's fascinating to me.
Well, why? You're going to call her up and have her on the show?
Ooh, wouldn't that be? That'd get the ratings. When's the last time you spoke to Mom?
See? You're digging
there
it.
You go.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not like every other host who asked about your brother. I didn't go to that neighborhood.
There it is.
No, I'm not going to go there
because good.
I don't care about that.
Good.
But I just...
Don't you care about the English language? I want to bring up three dimensions tonight that's going to help you the rest of your life.
I won't talk about it again. It's divergent. We're going to talk about the English language tonight. We're going to talk about can we play this song, which is it's a hit.
Yeah.
Whether you like it, whether you like the content.
Well, I think they can't wait to have an opinion and tell
one
way or the other.
Darn right. Super.
But terrific. I told the title.
That's fine, but they don't know what
I'm
it's
only a, getting high to get closer to
and
you.
And I want to
it's
explain
cute.
Why
it's
I.
It's cute.
It is. It's about cute. A minute 30.
Out of your life.
Super terrific whiz bang Gallagher show tonight, 8:10 to 10 live. Oh my
god! It's a tool for the rest of your life. You'll
language.
Say this is before I listen to Gallagher.
I led this show, so tonight you'll lead
and get the kiddos
so
ready.
It's your
tonight.
Subjects tonight. You're going to say hello.
Yeah, really.
I'm just going to point to you. And
now you just told me that. In front of everybody.
Preparation.
I haven't known this. You never said
well, you know
that.
Now.
No.
You've got 7 hours to prepare.
If we dig a hole, it's your fault. You're the leader.
We
got
are,
the shovel.
We are done for this day. We are going at the request of people.
Do we tell everybody the local news and
well,
weather?
Well, I can't get to it. I'm trying to let people
it
know.
It feels like we're in the middle of when we should be doing
geez,
it.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
At 5 after.
Audience, at the request, next hour we are...
Let me do a little local weather. It rained, and now it's stopped. But boy, didn't it rain a lot.
Okay, next hour at the request, we are going to replay the interview from Colin Cosell next hour, who was the grandson of Howard Cosell. So that's where we're going to go from here. We'll be back tomorrow. No, Adam's guest hosting this show tomorrow. We'll be back tonight with the super terrific whiz bang.
Howard Cosell, because of his connection with a fighter, and you're tying it in with the fight we just had?
Something like that.
Is that how it is?
I didn't, things we can't
You know
talk
everybody
about.
With the popcorn festivals volunteer.
Yes, I'm wondering.
I just wanted everybody.
Okie doke.
Thank Did you know that? It's all volunteer.
Stay tuned for Colin Cosell and tonight at 8:10. Oh my dear Lord, you won't want to miss it. The super terrific Wiz Gallagher show.
They're stay, all volunteers.
Stay tuned. News and weather after this.
They don't get paid.
Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.gh107.1.com. You had better listen or go.
The Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show, part of WW.